1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with your host, John Zagluhl.
John, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. You got an awesome voice, man, and that was a terrific intro. You're like a pro's pro.
You know, that was the first time somebody ever said that, John. No, you're the first person to ever say anything like that. That's very interesting.
You got it, John. Anything for a fellow Chicago guy.
Well, what a great question.
That's a great question. Nobody's actually asked me that.
I like it. What a great question. I never heard that before.
Chase Utley is what? You're saying he's not a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, it's funny. You may be the only person that I've heard make that connection.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm doing great. By the way, you have an outstanding voice. Not sure about your face because I haven't met you, but your voice is great.
You're doing a much better job than I ever did. You've had some heavy hitters guests on too, man, so keep up the good work. But it's good to be with you, and I'm ready to talk sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluhl. Great to have you here. On the Tuesday edition of the program, how could we grade the Bears draft? We'll explain in just a moment, plus a brand new interview today with Mike North, the host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000 and a contributor to the Barroom Network. We talk with him extensively about the Bears draft. We grade Ryan Pace's picks. We talk more about what's to come for Justin Fields and so much more. It's a great interview, and it comes your way near the midway point of this show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Today's show is brought to you by State Farm agent Brian McDevitt. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ryan McDevitt is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. Call Ryan today at 630-796-2662. That's 630-796-2662. Or visit his website, ryanismyagent.com. That's ryanismyagent.com. And make sure to mention Sports Talk Chicago. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I want to start today with this. To my knowledge, I've been misunderstood. As I look back at comments, social media, YouTube, a lot of people have claimed I was wrong. I was calling Justin Fields a bust already. Let's stop it there. I never said Justin Fields would be a bust. I never said he wouldn't work out. I did say, though, I'm very concerned about his development. And I think that's very fair to say. Say what you want. Mitch Trubisky was developed completely wrong by Matt Nagy. He had no weapons. He had no help. And the result was being kicked out of Chicago. I fear for Justin Fields. I fear the same fate may happen under Matt Nagy. Who's going to be calling the plays? Lazor or Nagy? Will Nagy cater to Fields' strengths? We didn't see that with Mitch. We knew Mitch could run, never ran. Fields could definitely run. Will he run? Will they let him move? Throw on the run? Will they let him not have to be a pocket passer? These are questions that need to be answered eventually. I've said it so many times before on this program. The best NFL head coaches are the ones who conform to their quarterback, not the other way around. John Harbaugh didn't tell Lamar Jackson, you're going to be a wide receiver. Draft analysts said they should. He should be a running back, wide receiver, bad quarterback, can't pass, no accuracy. No. John Harbaugh said, you know what, Lamar? We'll cater our offense to you. We'll make you a quarterback running back hybrid. We'll let you run for 1,000 yards a year, take carries away from our running backs to make you comfortable. And the result is an MVP winning record. Lamar's 30-7 with Baltimore. That is a great head coach. No complaints. versus Mitch, you can't run, can't throw downfield, conform to my system. Oh, I don't like you, so we'll put in a pocket passer. He won't work. You'll come back in, save my job, and we'll kick you out. How does that sound? My entire fear is that the same thing will happen to Justin Fields. So I want to clear that up. I never said Fields will be a bust. Fields is horrible. Am I worried about the Ohio State track record? Yes, and that's not a lazy argument to make. Which Ohio State quarterback has succeeded in the NFL? Dwayne Haskins had 50 touchdowns, 8 picks when he came out of Ohio State. Did nothing. Justin Fields was at Georgia, played behind Jake Fromm, and had to move and transfer. It's not wrong to say I'm concerned about that. Remember, I'm a realist, not a fan. You're not going to hear me say everything's okay. Yes. No, you won't. The fact is, we don't know what's going to happen yet. We don't. Fields could be good, could be bad. I believe that it's not because of his talent. If he does turn out to be a bust, it's because of the coaching and the weapons around him. That's what I think is going to happen. I do believe Fields is talented, but I also believe this. There's a reason why he was the number four quarterback. And to me, it's very head-scratching when I see analysts and experts say, could have been the number one. Other teams had him at number one on their boards. How is that possible? We all knew Trevor Lawrence was the consensus number one. Just question. Don't take all this at face value. The Vikings were mad that the Bears got him. The Vikings drafted Kellen Mond in the second round. Kellen Mond is going to be great. I'm telling you that right now. So they're not as unhappy as everyone says they are. They're fine. Believe me. Maybe they wanted Fields, but they waited till the second round. Didn't have to trade up. Didn't have to give up draft capital. And got their guy. Kellen Mond would have been great with the Bears too. Don't sit here and just forgive the Bears for everything that's happened. Nothing has happened yet. That's true. Have they played a game with Fields yet? Who's going to be the starting quarterback week one? Has Matt Nagy coached him? No. None of this has happened yet. It's great to be optimistic, but we have to remember what the past is with this team. You can't sit here and say, Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, they're fine, we're good, when past history suggests they won't be. I never said Justin Fields would be a bust, but I am concerned about his development. That's not on him. That's on the coaching staff. That's on Nagy. That's on Pace. Everybody. Not him. I do believe if he's catered to his strengths, he'll do better than Mitch. 4,000-yard passer, maybe 500 rushing yards a year. I could see it. But they have to cater to him. They have to cater to his game plan. Not Nagy's. Not Nagy's complicated offense. No. Him. That's the concern. Now, as far as the rest of the draft goes, the Bears did a hell of a job. They did. Brought in Tevin Jenkins, whom I wanted at number 20. And if you go back and watch my Bears mock draft video, I said that. The Bears should take him at number 20 and then move up in the second round and take Kellen Mond. I said that. Outstanding pick. Larry Borum, another great pick. They entered the draft with priorities. And to their credit, to Ryan Pace's credit, he addressed all of them. All of them. Quarterback, offensive line, brought in Khalil Herbert, Daz Newsome, got a wide receiver, got a running back who could also return. He did a good job. Ryan Pace has always done a great job at not drafting in the first round. When we're talking about fifth-round picks, when we're talking about diamonds in the rough, great drafter, great scout. That's the sign of a great scout. To be able to find someone that late and turn them into a star? That's scouting. And that's development. The Bears know how to develop wide receivers, running backs, defensive players. They just can't develop a quarterback. So my grade now is an A-. Great job. They addressed every need. that grade would be an A. It would be an A+, and it could be later if Justin Fields works out. But my concerns are fair based on the past. Mitch didn't work. Or let me rephrase that. Mitch did work, and he won, but he was sabotaged. Who's to say the same thing won't happen? That's what you have to ask yourself. How do we know? How could we trust Nagy? And to some writers' credit, I've seen some articles come out, mainstream articles, talk about how this doesn't work now. It's on Nagy. Yes, that is correct. It is on Nagy. Because if everyone's saying that Justin Fields is ultra-talented, way better than Mitch, and if he doesn't work, whose fault is it? See that? That's the truth. Now it all falls on Nagy. Pace did his job. He did. Another great draft. I don't know about best draft of all time. We'll see moving forward. But a good draft. But how will Fields be developed? I mean, now I'm seeing reports that say Fields will start game one. Some have said Fields will sit all year. Some said maybe halfway in. Nobody knows. And inevitably, it's going to be another Trubisky and Foles situation. Put in Foles. They put him in. Doesn't do well. Taken back out. They can't rush his development. They can't hang him out to dry. And the worry and the concern is there's a lot of expectations on him now. I am very curious to see how everybody reacts if he doesn't work. Who's going to be blamed? Everybody before blamed Mitch. Are we going to blame Fields or the coaching? Or the pick from Pace because he moved up to get him again? I'm not saying Fields is the same quarterback as Mitch, but the situation mirrors what happened in 2017. The Bears move up, big expectations, didn't work. Again. Bears move up, huge expectations. Will it work? We don't know. It's fine to celebrate, but take all this with a grain of salt. Nothing is definite. A game hasn't been played. Nagy hasn't even coached him. You should be asking yourself, who's calling the plays? Who started game one? How will this be handled? We've gotten rid of the draft euphoria. It's over. Now it's time to move on and understand how could he be developed correctly. How will the Bears approach this? My fear is that they'll just repeat the past. And if that's the case, good luck to everybody. I want Fields to succeed. The Bears need a quarterback. I'm very happy personally that it's a running quarterback. I've always wanted a running quarterback for this team. Always. I'm a huge fan of mobility when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL. I've always been. I love Michael Vick. I love mobility in the pocket. Because it doesn't handcuff you. You can make plays when there's nothing there. Versus Nick Foles, Andy Dalton, they can't run. So if their line is bad, if no one's open, they take the sack. Running quarterbacks, if your line is bad, if no one's open, run. And they do. The mobility is a huge factor. And if you look at the NFL today, running quarterbacks are the new norm. Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes could run a bit. I like the shift in quarterback play. And I like the fact that it's being emphasized. So I hope the Bears play to that strength. I hope they finally decide we'll come into the 21st century on this because they never have. They've never had a running quarterback. Never wanted anybody who was mobile. Now they have one. They better let him be who he wants to be. You better not turn him into a pocket passer. Don't do it. It's going to be a huge waste. Huge waste. If you tell Justin Fields, don't run. Be like Andy Dalton. Or Nick Foles. That's just going to be a waste of talent. Ryan Pace, admittedly, did a good job in this draft. A-. Now it all falls under Matt Nagy. And for those of you who called me out and said, I think Fields is going to be a bust, never said that. Listen, I am concerned about the way he'll be developed. And you should be too. You could erase Mitch Trubisky from your life. You could call me a truther. That's fine. But you have to admit, he was not developed properly. If he was, if he was given a quarterback nurtured environment, he'd be a better quarterback. He'd be Alex Smith. Never was given that opportunity, truly. How do you think it'll go if Justin Fields is given no opportunity to be himself, to be a runner, to throw the ball downfield, to have weapons? See what I mean? It's fine to celebrate. But remember, not one game has been played yet. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process. And I already know what's going to happen. We're going to sit here in August, September. Who's going to start? Back and forth. Going to be just like last year. Even worse. Worse than last year. So prepare yourself for that. Don't assume game one, it's Fields. Fields might be the most talented quarterback on this roster. He is. He might be the one with the most potential. He is. But he may not start game one. That's a problem. Let him play. There are a lot of different factors, a lot of different things to keep in mind. So if I were you, stay cautiously optimistic. You could be happy about what happened. You could expect big things from this whole thing. But be wary of Matt Nagy's track record with quarterbacks. And be wary of the team around him. He still only has two receivers right now. Could Newsom be great? Yes, but we don't know. Rookie. Running backs are okay, which is good. O-line gotten better. Good. Who's calling them plays? Will Fields be himself? Can he be himself? Who's going to be blamed if it doesn't work? These are the things you have to think about. That's why I'm here. Just to remind you. You could be happy. You could be excited. But don't think all the problems from before are going away. Because remember, same coach, same GM. That said, the Bears did a good job. Shrewd drafting. We'll have to see how everything plays out. More to come here on Sports Talk Chicago. My interview with Mike North comes up next, so stay tuned. Hey, do you want to make some money this weekend? What if I told you I could offer you $250 free to bet on any game you want? Here's what you have to do. Go to sportstalkchicago.com/cash. sportstalkchicago.com/cash. Must be 21 plus. Must be an Illinois resident. You can bet $250 free on any game you want for this upcoming weekend. Cubs and White Sox are back, playing well. The Bulls are trying not to tank as the season ends, and the Blackhawks are still going strong. You can also put money down now on the Bears. 7.5 wins, over or under. What do you think? It's that easy to put down some money and win a whole lot more back. Go to sportstalkchicago.com/cash. sportstalkchicago.com/cash. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Talk Chicago. Here with John Zagluel, and we are back and ready for today's special guest. He's a sports radio pioneer, host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000, and a contributor to the Barroom Network and Win Daily Sports. Please welcome Mike North to the program. Mike, it's great to have you on. How are you?
What's going on, John? I'll tell you what, it's like stealing. I wake up every morning, I go another day, and a lot of good times coming up.
What was your reaction to the Justin Fields pick?
I was shocked. I got to be honest with you. I didn't think that they would pull a move like this. I did not think that any of the quarterbacks, you know, I'm taking a little heat from the usual characters, the ones that like Foles and Wilson, and the same group of people that liked the 8-9 other quarterbacks during the offseason. I'm taking heat from them for daring to say that he's the fourth quarterback taken in the draft in the first round, and maybe would have been the fifth taken. Who knows if the Bears, you know, would have stayed at 20 and New England is at 15. They said they got their man. I love Bear fans that think New England was going to do exactly like the Bears were going to do. New England usually does the opposite of most teams. That's why they've been successful over the years. That's why they'll be in the playoffs again very soon, much sooner than the Bears. But to move up for a guy that was dropping, and they did that for the second pick too. Fields was supposed to be a top three guy. He's dropping. We move up. Tevin Jenkins was supposed to be a 20th pick. I picked him for the Bears. He's dropping to 39. We move up to take him. I can't remember too many instances where the same team in consecutive rounds moved up for people dropping into purgatory. So it's what the Bears wanted to do. If he goes 30-20, or if he has the same record as Mitch at 29-21 with Mitch's stats, they'll build a statue in town for him. They'll build a statue and hold a parade.
Why do you think that is?
For whatever people didn't like Mitch Trubisky for, he was 29-21. I just saw on Twitter that he was 10-1 against the Vikings and the Lions.
Wow.
All right, so he couldn't beat Green Bay, but Jay Cutler was like 1-12, 1-13 against Green Bay. Jay was just horrible, and he got 8 years. This kid was like 1-3, 1-4, what have you, and he played Green Bay tough, but his record against the other two teams in the division with Matthew Stafford and Kirk Cousins is a record. I don't think Justin Fields is going to go 10 or 11-0 against those teams. I don't think he's going to go 10-1. So I'm still trying to figure out the rationale for Bear fans hating on Mitch Trubisky and loving a guy that was passed up by other teams. And I'm not saying those other teams are so brainy, because I think two of those quarterbacks are going to be bust out of the three, John.
Who do you think is going to be a bust?
I think the Jet quarterback from Brigham Young is going to be a bust.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I when you say really, you sound shocked, like you don't know the history of the Jets. And don't forget, they were in a tougher division, there's no doubt, with New England and Tom Brady for years. Tom Brady, I've said this, had a 35-3 record against Buffalo, but he also had, I think, 6 automatic wins throughout his career by playing the AFC East. That's going to change a little bit, but I don't think a guy that had an okay record against top 5 powerhouse teams and really played a soft schedule is going to be the guy to go into New York City. And he looked, it just doesn't fit. He's not Jim McMahon out of BYU. He's not Steve Young out of BYU. I think the key here is nobody knew what quarterbacks were going to be taken where, who's going to drop where, which tells you that it's a weak draft for quarterbacks. Yet I'm hearing every team got a franchise quarterback, which is comical.
Mike North here on Sports Talk Chicago. So, Mike, is Justin Fields the savior for the Bears? Is he being hyped up too much, do you think?
Oh, it's the, you know, somebody said it's the best Bear draft of all time. Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because the Sayers Butkus Dick Gordon draft was number one. And then you got all the drafts, from the 80s with McMahon and Jimbo Covert and guys like that. I mean, these are Bear fans. 70% of them have just lost their minds or don't know the history of the Bears. But I will tell you this, this is the most hyped draft that the Bears have ever had. And that's just going to put pressure on a kid that, quite frankly, doesn't know how to completely play the position yet. When you start thinking about Justin Fields and the first thing that comes out of Mel Kiper's mouth is he runs a 4.440. I'm going, we're not talking track and field here. I understand that he's going to run a lot, but you know what happens to running quarterbacks? Is he Patrick Mahomes? Absolutely not. But, you know, I think you put together the fact that I just want to know why the Bears are famous or infamous for not developing quarterbacks, and they take a beating for them. And am I right or wrong? They take a beating because they've never really developed many quarterbacks, okay? McMahon knew how to play the position when he came out. So did Harbaugh. He was a coach's son, okay? But yet Ohio State could have failure after failure at quarterback, and they don't take any heat for never having a quarterback pro ready. Ever. And now you got Ohio State product who was, as I said on Twitter, Dwayne Haskins was right. Just as good as he was. And they were saying the same thing about him that they're saying about this kid who, by the way, left Georgia because Jake Fromm was there. Now, I'm not going to criticize the kid for making things better for himself, but he ran from the competition. So now he's going to lead this franchise. Is he really going to go 30-20 and be better than Mitch Trubisky was? I will counter with, if he has the same stats as Mitch Trubisky, I'll be as happy for him as I was for Mitch. But he'll be treated differently for whatever reason. For whatever reason, Mitch ran, rubbed people the wrong way. I mean, you know, I'm hearing Sam Darnold's at Carolina now, and he's going to have better weapons. He never had weapons around him. Mitch Trubisky never had that many weapons around him over the 4 years, and he made the playoffs twice, had twice as many touchdowns as interceptions, threw for over 10,000 yards. You know, people say this, John, that don't know the game. Andy Dalton's thrown for a ton of yards, right?
Right.
All these guys throw a ton of yards, and Mitch didn't. Yet he completes 67% of his passes last year. You know how good that is? I don't care if they're one-yard passes. 67% of his passes, right?
Correct.
You know why he's never thrown for a ton of yards?
Never been allowed to.
Number one, he's never been allowed to. But number two, when you're 29-21, you're not throwing the ball all over the field. You're leading.
Right.
Andy Dalton threw for 1,000 yards more a year because he was losing. He had to throw. And Bear fans don't get that. They don't understand that. All I know is he beat Matthew Stafford 5 out of 6 times. Beat the Vikings 5 times straight. So he can't beat Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, what was the big gripe? The big gripe was Mitch isn't Mahomes. So we got rid of Mitch. Is Justin Fields going to be Mahomes? Because that's not the way to do this. He's not going to be Mahomes, period. You're just hoping he's going to be as good as Mitch was, period. Because Mitch wasn't a bust. You don't go 10-1 against 2 teams in your division and be called a bust. Fantasy football players like stats. Mike North likes winning.
You know, Matt Nagy said he wants to develop Fields like the Mahomes model. So he wants Andy Dalton to start all year, ideally, have field sit, and then have him learn and be ready for year two. Do you like that strategy?
Mahomes could have started the first year and made it to the playoffs if they want to play that game. And the nonsense that Nagy had something to do with Mahomes' development, he knew how to play out of Texas Tech, number one. He's an athlete. He's the son of an athlete. And Nagy got Reed Coffey, okay? Andy Reed's the quarterback whisperer, for God's sake. You know, he was an intern. I heard he helped develop McNabb. He was an intern. What the hell are you talking about? I mean, so the nonsense, the line, and the same group of people. I took a poll the other day. I don't know where you stand. In fact, Carmen DeFalco, I asked Carmen about it. Carmen's sort of like teetering because Carmen's been down the road a couple times. You know, and the same people that thought Foles was the savior think that Justin Fields is going to make us forget Mitch Trubisky. He's going to have to do a lot to make me forget that guy. Believe me. We let go of a 26-year-old quarterback that's made the playoffs twice. And I know he only signed with Buffalo for a couple million. And people think that's got something to do with something. Steve Young held a clipboard for 4 years. 4 years with the 49ers. And he was 3-16 as a starter with Tampa Bay. So there was no bigger bust than Steve Young, but then he got on a team with some talent.
I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, Mike, but it went viral. an ESPN analyst said that the Bears have never had a Pro Bowl quarterback since Jim McMahon. So it seems like already Mitch Trubisky is just being erased.
Oh, yeah, he was a Pro Bowler. They'll say alternate, but let me tell you something. I don't know if Harbaugh made the Pro Bowl 1 year. It's not important to me. What difference does that make? What difference does that make? I mean, the bottom line is that Mitch Trubisky wasn't a Pro Bowl quarterback because Aaron Rodgers was here. It's not because Mitch couldn't play. I mean, Matthew Stafford made the Pro Bowl and Mitch beat him up every year. So I'm trying, what do you care more about? The national writers, the final tally for national and local people. Listen to this. Out of 28 people, 24 said Justin Fields is a no-brainer. And four are saying, no, that he's going to be a bust. Who do you think I'm going to lean towards? I'm not leaning towards the 24 squares. You know, the last time there were three quarterbacks taken, successfully, one after the other, it's happened twice. Five of the six were busts. Five of the six. So there's going to be more busts than there are going to be success stories. So we'll see what happens. But I don't like the combination of Ohio State and the Bears when it comes to quarterbacks.
The critique on that has been it's a lazy argument about Ohio State. What do you say to that?
There wouldn't be a lazy argument if Ohio State quarterbacks were successful. It's only a lazy argument for the people that just blindly say Fields is a no-brainer. I'll give you Dwayne Haskins last year.
Sure.
Or the year before. He just fell on his face. He's one of the worst. I've heard it all. RG3, Akili Smith, David Klingler, Tim Couch, Ryan Leaf. I could go all night long like Lionel Richie, okay? And then when you hear about quarterbacks dropping, it becomes successful. It's the same guys. Well, look at Brady. Well, look at Brady. Give me five more. Well, look at Mahomes. Look at Brady. Look at Montana. Look at Mahomes. Look at Brady. Look at Montana. Look at Holmes. Look at Brady. Look at Montana. Give me a break. I said the other day on Twitter, there's three guys in this town. Listen to this. Three guys in this town that I'm not saying they're columnists, radio hosts. They know there. I think there's more, but I don't listen to all the radio hosts. Somebody brought up a couple people the other day that did the same thing. And I said, well, I don't listen to them. But there are actual people in this town that wanted Cutler, wanted Foles, wanted Grandel with the White Sox. Okay. Basically thought the Bulls were going to make the playoffs. I mean, I call them snake eyes. I call them snake eyes. They're never right. Yet they have these forums. And if they were rated on being right or wrong, whether they kept their job or not, they'd be unemployed 10 years ago.
How do you feel about that? I mean, when you were a host every day on The Score, back when you hosted mornings and with Dan Jiggett, you guys were always right, right? You guys always had different opinions from the norm, and that's why you were successful.
Well, look, there's certain phonies out there. I hear one host going, great, I can't wait. I'm overjoyed. I'm having my joy drink. I'm going, wait a minute. First of all, act like a man, number one. And quit it, because you've been on record as wanting six quarterbacks during the offseason. You thought this guy was, because you lose your credibility. Now, when Wonstadt got hired, for instance, I told Jiggetts from day one, ask Jiggetts, he'll never make it. You don't follow Ditka, he'll never make it. Okay. When they signed Cutler day one, I said, he'll never make it. And they gave him 8 years. When they signed Trubisky, I said, I like him. I like him. When they got Urlacher, I said, I'd rather have Janikowski. 20 years later, Janikowski was kicking, still kicking, and Urlacher was getting hair plugs, you know? and basically, he's a Hall of Fame type kicker. Urlacher, God bless him. But Urlacher didn't put up 6, 8, 9, 1,000 points in his career. So I always like to get ahead of the game. So if I say just, and with my record, you think people would give me the benefit of the doubt, even by saying Cutler and Wanstead alone should give me some cachet, but I keep getting battled by the same squares, which is fine with me. I'm still fighting Mitch Trubisky. I still got to defend Mitch Trubisky. He's been in Buffalo for 2 weeks. The least Mitch Trubisky could do is buy me a steak. Nobody has fought far harder for him than me. God. But it's been fun. It's a fun debate. And I don't want Justin Fields to fail. I don't. I want him to succeed. I'm a Bear fan. But enough is enough. You wanted the two guys. Now the two guys. There's an actual an adult I saw yesterday that wrote an apology letter to Ryan Pace.
Wow.
What are you, 10? What are you, crazy? Dear Ryan, I'm so sorry we got mad at you. Are you kidding me? All of a sudden, the guy that traded up, who was the bad guy for that, is a genius because he traded up to get... What happens if Mac Jones becomes a better quarterback with New England? And there's a good chance that's going to happen. Will then Fields take a beating like Trubisky did with Mahomes because the Bears should have taken Fields?
I doubt it.
Of course not, because they're biased in their thinking.
Mike North here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike, how would you grade Ryan Pace's picks overall, not just Fields, but Jenkins and the others that came along?
Successful. I think the only one that I'm worried about is the quarterback. The other stuff is successful. I was worried Jenkins dropped to 39. I understand that, but I like how they addressed the corner position, the offensive line, got himself a running back type of guy can return kicks. I thought he had a heck of a draft. I don't know if he had the top draft because I think they blew number one, but we'll see. If Fields comes through, one of the great drafts that the Bears have had, I'll give them that, a top 10 draft in the last 30 years. If Fields is a bust and there's a good chance that could happen, then we'll see where this takes us. And, you know, Andy Dalton seems to be the forgotten man, and now I'm hearing that they should probably start Fields game one. After, and this is nothing new. Nagy, that will mean lied to the other quarterbacks that he's a starter and that's it. And that would mean Dalton would have to sit, and that's the way it goes. He signed a $10 million deal. They basically overspent. And they still have Foles, don't they?
They do. And he's still on the books.
Yeah, it's just comical, man. I mean, this whole thing has just become a mess. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, that's not an automatic for the Bears. And let me ask you something. If the Detroit Lions knew that Justin Fields was coming out, why did they go for Goff?
Very good question.
Why?
Right.
How come these other teams that need quarterbacks didn't go after Justin Fields? Why? But if you're the Minnesota Vikings, if you're Detroit, now the Minnesota Vikings, all of a sudden I'm reading, they were shocked when they took Fields. Okay. The media lies more than anybody. It's just a joke. Doesn't matter. It comes out 4 days later, you know? And here's the worst part. You moved up past Belichick, and Belichick wasn't going to take Fields anyway. They said they got their man, and I believe Bill Belichick. Okay? Because they have a pocket passer type of mentality. Last year was the first time, and they know they're not going far with Cam Newton running sweeps. That's not going to work.
You know, it's scary because this sounds like, again, a Trubisky situation where Ryan Pace kind of overpaid, and the teams who were behind him who were interested in a quarterback weren't even going to take Fields.
Agreed. It's the same damn thing.
And that should be scary to fans.
Well, I mean, and I had Jenkins going to the Bears at 20. We get him at 39, yet we had to trade up.
Right.
So we're not going to have a lot of picks, or we lost a lot of picks. You know, it's just amazing that how fickle the fan base is. I mean, I even people that were, there's this girl, Karen, she's on Twitter. Last year, she had number 10 jersey on. I can't wait. Mitch is my guy. And now I read her on Twitter. Let's just be understanding about this pick, and let's put all hands on deck for Justin Fields. That's not how I operate. I operate by telling people, you know what? It's okay to feel positive about the new guy, but you had a good guy there already. In my world, I was told 29 and 21 is good. So forget about all the other stats. I don't play fantasy football. Like Mike Tomczak told me, and McMahon has echoed, okay, that this is where quarterbacks go to die. Tomczak told me that 2 months ago. And Jay Hilgenberg told Tomczak, what is everybody's problem with Mitch Trubisky? He wins. See, they're pro football players.
Right.
They're not writers, or they're not journalists, or they're not talk show hosts, okay? Who, by the way, how much credibility can you have, okay? It was more of a, I see the same thing with Tony La Russa. If you hate La Russa and he loses, he's going to take a beating. If he wins, nobody says a word. Yet I sat through, I think Nagy did, in a lot of ways, develop Mitch Trubisky. I think he did. Trubisky saved his ass, and what did he get? The heave-ho, which is fine, because Mitch Trubisky, I contend, is going to play 4 to 5 games with Buffalo this year.
Why do you say that?
Well, because Josh Allen's the quarterback. He's already had a concussion recently, and they do option running. He runs the football. So if anybody, now Josh Allen's a big kid. He could play all 16 games, but there might be blowouts he'll get in. But like I said, I think Mitch Trubisky might start a game or two. Who knows? He's going to be on Buffalo for only 1 year, and then he's going to be a starter in the next year. I'd be willing to bet anybody that. And how many quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round are better than Buffalo's second string quarterback? We don't know yet. Maybe none of them, maybe all of them, maybe one of them, maybe two of them.
What's your prediction for the Bears in 2021?
Well, I see where the over-under 7.5 or 8, and then I saw where the Bear brass said they'll win 10. I want Ryan Pace to put $500,000 down on the over then. Let's see if you'll win more than 8. They said they think they can win 10 with Dalton, but now we're being told maybe Dalton won't play all the games. But I mean, they said that they think they can win 10 games. Vegas doesn't think that. And what are they going to say? We can win 5 games with Dalton? They're not going to say that. So they got to try to be upbeat. But they're in a quandary here. I mean, with Rodgers and the way he is in Green Bay, with Stafford gone, and with Minnesota just being pedestrian, maybe one more year of Mitch would not have been a bad thing. We'll see. Because they got rid of Leno today. And, you know, this guy here played for 7 years, didn't miss a game. I mean, he played in 94 straight games. Was he the best? Absolutely not. But he wasn't their problem on the offensive line. And you're going to have Dalton back there that's basically stationary. So we'll see what happens.
More to come with Mike North in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Sports Talk Chicago. Mike North, still here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike, two more questions before we finish up. First off, your favorite Italian restaurant in Chicago. What is it?
Well, it was Pasta Pasta back in the day where I did all my TV shows. It was on the northwest side in Edison Park. I got a couple of Italian restaurants that I like. Zia's is a good one that I like. I haven't been there for a while because it's in Chicago. It's on Northwest Highway. That was one of my favorites down there. And I love Malnati's. I know it's not an Italian restaurant, but it is an Italian restaurant. It's an Italian pizzeria, but they got other food there. I like Malnati's also.
What's your go-to food at Malnati's?
Oh, it's pizza number one. But my go-to food is anything like Italian sausage, Italian beef. I still eat hot dogs. I mean, I know a lot of people that are getting a little bit older that can't eat that stuff. I still get away with it. So I'm very blessed. And my wife's food is the go-to, baby's food, because we don't go out that much anymore. you know, I stay in now. I mean, I hear if you go out, you might catch something. So forget about it. I stay in, and I look out the window a lot.
And, Mike, before we finish up today, last question. Can you tell us about the time you were mistaken for Chet Kopech?
Oh, I've been mistaken for him a couple times. So I'll tell you can I tell you a better story than that?
Sure.
The Western Open was in town back in, 84, 85, something like that, 86. And I was sitting at the Harris Restaurant in Irving and Kedzie with my wife, Bebe. And I was a young-looking stud at the time, but I looked exactly, if you look at Tom Watson, back when he was younger, I have a likeness to Tom Watson that I don't have towards anybody else. Not too many people look like me. They're blessed. And two different people at one, while I'm eating lunch, came up to me and asked me for my autograph. And I didn't know what they were talking about. I go, excuse me. They go, well, I really love your golf game. They thought I was Tom Watson. Now, they had to either be drunk or senile, but that's what they thought. So I didn't sign. I said, you don't want my autograph. I'm a hot dog stand owner at the time, blah, 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 and stuff like that. But that's one of them. But I've been mistaken for McNeil, for Mike Murphy, guys like that before. You know, I used to go out and somebody would go, are you Mike North? I go, no, I'm Tom Scherer. And I'd walk on, you know what I mean? So they never accused me of being Jigs, though. But they always loved me and Jigs. And right now, this country could use some me and Jigs. I might have to come out of retirement. Me and Jigs may have to go on out of retirement, do something, get this country back together. We never had these type of issues in the 90s. We had some rough road, but come on now. Enough is enough.
Are you being serious? Would you be open to that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I've become so lazy. You know what I know? I will tell you this right now. I'd be open. I'd be open to the right amount of money.
Sure.
to do the right job and have the right backing. And you know what? But I'm happy the way I got it. I'm working at Wynn Daly. I'm working at Bear's Bar Room. I got the greatest gig you can have at ESPN. I'm like, me and Carmen, I got an hour show, and it's become destination radio, me and Carmen, for a lot of people, a lot of gamblers in town. And it's on once a week, and they're, you know, they do an encore for us in the morning. Now, if White Sox baseball's on Friday night, we do a podcast. But I'm going to tell you something. When I'm out, I was out the other day. I'm walking with Bebe, and two ladies in their 40s drive by. They go, we love the Odds Couple, like that, and just kept driving and waved. Yeah. So that, to me, after doing it 30 years, after being one of the few guys left from that era that are still on terrestrial radio, and I appreciate Mike Thomas and Randy Merkin and everybody at there, and Adam Delavan, who just got a new gig at Bet Rivers, who got me in. I don't know, man. Cal's basically not doing as much as he used to. I know Howard Stern's not on terrestrial radio. Steve Dahl's gone. Danny Mack's gone. A lot of these guys, and I'm still doing it. I'm still fortunate enough. And it's sort of like when I was a kid that Bonanza was on every Sunday. Well, doing the Odds Couple feels like I'm doing Bonanza because it has become destination. They seem happy for us. We have a place with us. We have a great sponsor, a couple great sponsors in Hawthorne Racecourse and Prop Swap, who spent a considerable amount of money for the show with Luke Pergande and crew. So I'm very lucky right now. I mean, to be doing it 30 years later, especially in this cancel culture, John, you know, I had to reinvent myself, become a handicapper, and I had to win. And I feel like, you know, I pulled it off. So we'll see what happens. But so far, so good.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining me. Of course, best wishes through all of your jobs, Wynn Daly Sports, the Barber Network, and the Odds Couple. And I can't wait to catch up with you again, my friend. It was super fun.
I love you, John. You know that. And I'll tell you what, you've been doing a great job with those videos. You keep hustling. You keep working. You're one of the talents in the business. You know what? Sooner or later, some program director is going to say, enough with the retreads. Let's get this guy on and give him an opportunity, okay?
Great talk there with Mike North, and that'll do it for us today here on Sports Talk Chicago. Big thank you to Mike North himself, Matt Dubiel, WCKG, Jim DeTalbot, Tomorrow Entertainment for making this show a success. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluo. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, SportsTalkChicago.com. Another great show comes your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Till then, stay safe, and so long, everyone.
No! No!
Here are the turtles!